wonder why you're right. Back in 1982, a successful young financier named Ray Dalio was convinced that the United States economy was heading for a recession. Having founded his own hedge fund, Dalio had thus far enjoyed 7 years of impressive financial returns. He was a Harvard-educated investor with deep knowledge of finance. So even though his analysis was at odds with what most experts were saying, he was not deterred. He was accustomed to success, to being the smartest person in the room, so he took an enormous risk, betting everything he had on his controversial prediction of a recession. But he was wrong. The stock market instead began one of the longest periods of growth in history. Dalio found himself needing to borrow money from his father just to pay his rent. In this story, we see some of the elements of an intelligent failure. The future of the economy is by definition new territory. Check. Dalio was clearly driven by a goal, vast economic returns. Check. He had done his homework. He had a theory and had paid close attention to classic economic indicators. Check. However, in uncertain territory, betting more than you can afford to lose, whether from an economic, reputational, or safety perspective, is not wise. Dalio would later conclude that this failure was actually life-changing in a positive way. As he put it, in retrospect, that failure was one of the best things that ever happened to me. It gave me the humility I needed to balance my aggressiveness and shift my mindset from thinking I'm right to asking myself, how do I know I'm right? It's also a valuable demonstration of what psychologists call confirmation bias. Our tendency to see evidence that supports our thinking or our hypothesis and to overlook evidence that might disconfirm our hypothesis. In other words, we're vulnerable to losing our curiosity because of the strength of our beliefs. So to learn from Dalio's major, not quite intelligent failure, routinely exercise your curiosity muscle. Get in the habit of asking yourself, how do I know I'm right? This does not mean fostering excessive self-doubt. It means making a passionate commitment to filling in the gaps in your knowledge. In short, choosing learning over knowing.